with Radio on the Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Sunday is World Suicide Prevention Day, and Iowa health officials are working to raise awareness about the free, confidential, round-the-clock help that's available through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Julie Moss, who's Iowa's 988 Project Director, says they're focusing not just on the state's larger cities, but also remote areas.
Iowa's a very rural state, and we know that farmers are one of our vulnerable populations for mental health struggles, and rural suicide deaths are 2 times higher than our city and metro areas.
The Lifeline was launched in July of last year and has since had contacts with more than 40,000 people across Iowa, most of them through phone calls, but some via text or chat.
The majority of them have been resolved by the trained 988 counselors, and only 2% of contacts have required additional intervention of either an active rescue or a mobile response.
Suicide is the ninth leading cause of death in Iowa, but it's number two for those between the ages of 10 and 35. Roughly 1 in 5 people who reach out to the Lifeline in Iowa are considering taking their own lives. The rest may be experiencing some sort of crisis, which can range from having a car that won't start to being diagnosed with cancer.
About 20% of the contacts are related to suicide, and it could either be suicidal thoughts or somebody who is concerned about their loved one. So it doesn't need to be just the individual who themselves are experiencing the struggle. It could be a loved one who is concerned about a friend, a colleague, a family member. 988 is really for anyone who is looking for assistance.
A report released in the month of May from Trust for America's Health shows 549 Iowans died by suicide in 2021, which is a drop of 3% from the year before. Last night, about 8:35, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department received the report of a single vehicle accident near 120th Street along Partridge Avenue or Highway 65 south of Rockwell. 41-year-old Kyle Joseph Miller of Sheffield was driving a 2007 Ford Taurus on Partridge Avenue when he entered the West Ditch. Miller received minor injuries, was treated at the scene by the Rockwell and Mason City fire medics. He was then arrested for a second offense, OWI, for failing to maintain control, Miller being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. A couple of updates to report in the case of 29-year-old Nathan Barr in Hardin County District Court. Barr is alleged to have shot and killed 25-year-old Desiree Folsom of Iowa Falls and Eldora on May 26th. He was arrested 3 days later in Arizona and brought back to Iowa. His trial has been set for February 20th, 2024 at 9 a.m. in Eldora. And this week, a judge approved to issue a no-contact order to Barr that will ban him from contacting Folsom's children. Barr remains held at the Hardin County Jail. Beginning Monday morning, Keokuk Avenue will be closed in Wright County between 200th and 190th Streets. This is northwest of Clarion. This section of road will be closed due to utility work. The work is expected to be completed by Wednesday afternoon. Iowa 2nd District Congresswoman Ashley Henson says she doesn't want to get into hypotheticals about any stopgap budget measures to avoid a government shutdown. Henson says they should instead focus on passing the most conservative spending bills they can.
I don't want to see a government shutdown. I want to pass our appropriations bills. I've worked a lot on those. I'm very invested in making sure they get across the finish line, and I'm hopeful that we can do that and then go even further to cut wasteful spending and improve our government funding process with hopefully a Republican president and Senate next year.
The Republican from Marion says she would support an impeachment inquiry into President Biden's dealings with his son.
I've never been someone who, you know, has supported impeaching someone for political reasons. I think we saw that happen to President Trump. But the way I see it, the Biden family's corruption has become evident. They've ramped up their steps to stonewall and shove it under the rug. So I think an impeachment inquiry is warranted.
Henson says the inquiry doesn't mean they would seek impeachment, says would give them some answers so they can follow the facts wherever they may lead. This week, the Iowa Utilities Board issued an order establishing the procedural schedule and setting a date for a public hearing regarding Mid-American Energy Company's application for an increase in its Iowa natural gas-based delivery rates to customers. The public hearing for the presentation of evidence and cross-examination of witnesses will be held at 9 a.m. on January 9th, 2024 in Des Moines. MidAmerican filed its application on June 12th of this year, seeking IUB approval of a revision of rates to increase its annual revenues. MidAmerican Energy provides natural gas service to 611,000 customers in Iowa. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says that the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, working with Iowa's 100 soil and water conservation districts and other partners, once again shattered a record for conservation and water quality practice adoption within Iowa during the last fiscal year. These record totals of cost share investments and practices do not take into account all other conservation and water quality funding that is paid for by the farmer and landowner, other government entities, and other public and private partners. To keep the record-setting momentum going, NAG is encouraging farmers and landowners to utilize the Iowa Financial Incentives Program and the Water Quality Initiative cost share funds to add even more proven practices this year. Farmers and landowners can visit their local Soil and Water Conservation District office located in the USDA Service Center in their county to learn more about the programs. At least four presidential candidates and more than 61,000 college football fans will be at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames for today's Iowa-Iowa State game. There will also be 60 to 70 Iowa State troopers who will be trying to keep traffic moving throughout the area. State Patrol spokesman Alex Adinkla says there'll be many tens of thousands of vehicles, so the roads leading to the stadium are sure to get congested.
With that many people all heading to one destination, we just want people to have patience, take their time, and ultimately arrive safe so that they can enjoy the game.
He says the primary objective will be to keep traffic flowing smoothly and safely, but they'll also be watchful for lawbreakers, especially those who've been tailgating a bit too much.
Make sure to plan accordingly. Arrive early. Try to get there. Enjoy the game, and then after the game, if you've had too much to drink or if you don't think that you should be driving, make a smart choice. Be responsible. Get that designated driver. Get that sober driver so that you can arrive home.
Kickoff is scheduled for this afternoon at 2:30. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 83, and the low of 49. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.